Hey folks, here at OS Reviews. You're watching our video first look and first impressions of the Find 7. This is released last year, but even in today's standards, it is a top-of-the-line smartphone with very fast specs and impressive display. The Oppo Find 7 can still be purchased through the manufacturer's website, as well as on Amazon.com for around $400. So it's not as cheap as something like the OnePlus One, which was also technically created by Oppo. However, the Find 7 still has one of the best specs out of Oppo's current collection of smartphones, and that includes a Snapdragon 801 processor, which is quad-core. It also includes 3 GB of RAM, as well as a 2K display, or at 4K as the manufacturer calls it, but it's technically a resolution of 1440x2580, which gives it a 534 pixel per inch density, making it an extremely sharp display. It also is protected by Corning's Gorilla Glass 3, and this is an unlocked variant that we have for a review purpose. So taking a look at the box here, a pretty clean presentation, which we expect from Oppo. Some of you guys might remember that a few years ago, we first collaborated with this Chinese manufacturer on some of their MP4 and MP5 players, and this was before they released any smartphone. So we were pretty surprised as well as excited to take a look at one of their Android phones. In terms of specs, we have a weight of 171 grams, and dimensions are 152.6x75x9.2mm, so it's not the slimmest phone in the world, but it still is a respectable size, and the screen is at 5.5 inches, it's an IPS LCD panel, it also has a unique color OS UI, which is the skin that Oppo has put on top of their phones with an Adreno 330 GPU. There is 32 GB of built-in flash storage as well, and a microSD card that supports up to 128 GB. The camera on the back is built by Sony, and it has a 13-megapixel resolution. It supports 4K video recording, and the front camera has a 5-megapixel resolution. There's Wi-Fi, there's Bluetooth, there's GPS, and the list really just goes on and on, inclusive of NFC. Taking the box here, we have a pretty clean, again, look. On the back, there's some basic info about the unit that we have. There's a few QR codes, and if we just take off the seal, we can open things up, and we have just the Find 7 presented right on top. We'll take a look at the phone in a moment, and we have the black version here, which has an interesting, almost carbon fiber texture to the back, but it's not real carbon fiber. The Find 7 logo over here, so the design language is quite similar to the Find 5, and below here there is instructions as well as warranty cards that we have documented. So it looks like this is a quick warranty card as well as a purchase card. Over here we have access to the charger. The interesting thing about the charger is it's not, you know, your typical micro USB based charger. It's actually a rapid charger that will claim to charge the Find 7 in around an hour or two, which is extremely fast, and it claims to charge your smartphone up to 75% faster. And the reason behind it is it uses a 5 volt 3.4 amp output, which is a bit higher than the 5 volt 1 amp output we typically find on other chargers. The sad thing is, though, that you can only use this particular charger if you want the rapid charging capabilities. If you want to purchase a second one, it retails for roughly $40, which is kind of expensive. There's a prong that you can fold up for traveling purposes. There is also a micro USB cable for syncing the Find 7 with a computer or a PC, and there are earbuds which are pretty high fidelity. Oppo is also well known for their Blu-ray players, their DVD players, and also their sound products, so these earphones should sound pretty good, hopefully better than the box sets that we have from manufacturers like Samsung or Apple, and it has some silicone tips as well. If I can pull this off, you have a very interesting twisted look. This part catches the sides of your ears, and it has an aluminum construction quality as well. And if I rip this open, there are also some silicone tips included in the box as well. We'll take a look at the earphones later on, but for now, we'll just set things off to the side and just take a look at the phone. So it seems to have a screen protector actually pre-applied, and it seems to be extremely reflective, and a fingerprint magnet, even as I'm touching it, it's attracting a ton of fingerprints, which is not the best thing in the world, but it makes it look very shiny and attractive. The frame here is crafted out of metal, so it feels very polished and beautiful in the hand. We'll take a look after the phone boots up. Let me set these things off to the floor briefly. So the phone is starting up. Again, the processor on here is still pretty good, even though we now have a Snapdragon 810 on top-of-the-line smartphones. The 801 still does a respectable job, and with 3 gigs of RAM and 32 gigs of built-in flash storage, you shouldn't have any issues in terms of installing apps, games, and anything like that. On the back, you can see that there is a speaker. There is actually a special technology that Oppo incorporated on the Find 7 just to make things louder. It's called the Max Audio. This is a stereo speaker, but I wish it would be on the front. There's also the Oppo logo, a dual LED flash, and the aforementioned 13 megapixel camera. Overall, it looks very, very elegant, and dimensions are quite similar to the OnePlus One, as you would expect with a 5.5 inch TFT screen. Overall, it's pretty easy to hold. It has a slightly concurved edge onto the back, which makes it comfortable in the hand, but it has a respectable size and weight, so it feels like something solid. It's not plasticky, such as some of the earlier Samsung Galaxy phones. On the bottom, you have access to a micro USB port and microphone for charging as well as syncing. The sides feature the volume rocker, which is tactile and responsive. The top features a 3.5mm headphone jack, and the other side features the power on-off switch, which are also crafted out of metal. Up top, there's that 5-megapixel selfie camera, as well as the earpiece and proximity sensors. Down below, there is what Oppo calls a skyline notification bar that will light up blue and pulse when you get a new incoming call, a mixed message, a missed notification, as well as when it's charging. Now, it only glows blue, unfortunately, so I wish there'd be more colors, and that's something that Oppo could certainly consider for a next-generation model. And this compared to something like the Sony Mero, which is very similar, also has a glowing notification bar, is a feature that isn't as polished because the Sony Mero actually has multiple colors down below. Anyways, guys, powering things on, you can see that the display is indeed incredibly sharp. If I zoom all the way in here, you can't even see any of the pixels, which is quite incredible. I haven't seen that before, again, on other displays, especially running on an Android platform. It matches the pixels per inch found on the LG G3, but otherwise, you get an incredible experience, as well as viewing angles are extraordinarily sharp and wide. So taking a quick look, this is basically what ColorOS looks like. Of course, we'll get into more of the ergonomics in our full review, but for now, it seems like everything is working very quickly. I just basically powered this phone on and everything is snappy and responsive. So overall, I am highly impressed. We'll find out more details, including the gestures that you can use. You can also, of course, enable double tapping to turn the phone off, I believe, and double tap to turn it back on. This is one of the pioneer phones that did that, and now a lot of other Android phones can do the same functionality, but we'll check out more details about the performance and, of course, the usability in our upcoming review. Thanks for watching this video first look and impressions here at OS Reviews. This has been the Oppo Find 7.